right, let's continue with Trump Live here, speaking to the Fraternal Order of Police in New York City.
All around them, Kamala Harris and the radical liberals force anarchy on the American people while they live in safety, in many cases behind walls. You know that? Nancy Pelosi has a big wall wrapped around her house. Of course, it didn't help too much with the problem she had, did it? But she had a big wall wrapped around her house. But then she says, we don't want to, you have no idea what it was to get the wall done. Kamala Harris opposed me, Nancy Pelosi, everybody, the Democrats largely, not all of them, but they largely opposed it, but we got it built. I actually took it out of the military. I considered it an invasion because dealing with Congress is so crazy. I said, okay, ready? We're going to take $10 billion out of the military budget. You're going to buy about 3 less Army tanks. And we're going to build a wall because this is an invasion of our country. As soon as I said that, everybody said, you're right. And we did. We built over 571 miles of wall.
The real problems this country faces are not in the Middle East. They're not in Russia or Ukraine. They're right at our southern border. And so it should start with the military spending with the wall, and then it should probably just be our military in general at the southern border.
On my right. I said, I'm so proud of that chart. Now I love it more than almost anything in the world. I love it more than I even love the police. Can you believe it? No, I pull down a chart. I always look to my left, always, and I seldom use it. I use it maybe 20% of the time for speeches, but it's always on my left. It's always at the end of the speech. And this time at the beginning of the speech, I said, pull down that chart. And if I didn't turn, I wouldn't be speaking with you today. So I love that chart. That chart is beautiful. I love that chart. I pulled it down. I said, boy, that is one beautiful. That's one beautiful, the yellow and the blue and the red, right? Anyway, but what that chart showed and shows is the numbers. You see, it went way down to almost nothing. And that was my final week in office. And then it went like a rocket ship right through the sky. We've never had anything like it. No country's ever had anything like it. Wealthy liberals destroy cities with defund the police. And there's still that movement that you just can't shake it. And sanctuary for illegals while they move further into gated compounds. They set loose violent repeat offenders with no bail while Marxist prosecutors harass and threaten police officers who protect the hardworking citizens. They don't want you to protect the people. It's hard to believe, actually. You know, sometimes you say these things.
This is in North Carolina. I apologize. I was saying New York. So, okay, North Carolina. Thank you, crew, for correcting me there. He's in North Carolina.
Anybody say we don't want to have a border? Why would anybody say the whole world can empty out into our country, even though it's not sustainable? Why would anybody say something sort of simple like, we want men to play in women's sports? Why do they want to say we want men to play in women's sports? Why was that? Did you see the Olympics where they had two fighters, two transitioned fighters? They transitioned. This is the proper way of saying it. I say that just in case I don't want to get myself in trouble with the media, the fake news. And they had two fighters, and you see the one young lady, beautiful young lady, and she was a fighter from Italy, and she fought a transitioned person who gave her just, boom, a left jab. Now, jab, for those that don't know fight, that's just sort of, you know, keep it going before you give it. Boom, she backed up, whoa. Then he did another jab, and she quit. She said, I've never been hit like that in my life, right? She quit. Anyway, he went on to win the gold medal easily. And the other one went on to win the gold medal easily. But you have to see the weightlifting stats, where an eighth of an ounce is added on. And for 18 years, they had a record.
What would first-generation feminists have to say about where we're at now, where men can be women and men can compete in women's sports? I'm just curious. I'm just curious where the first wave feminists would stand on these modern-day phenomenons.